Yevamos chapter 16, Mishnah 6. Me'idin l'or haner l'or halavana. They may testify by the light of a lamp or by the light of a moon. So even if they didn't see the corpse during the day, they only saw the corpse at night, or they saw it by candlelight, so they can still testify that this is what they saw. Well, masin al pi bas kol, and even if they just heard a voice. Right, what does that mean? So it brings a story. Master, there's a story that happened. Be'echad she'amed al rosh ha'har va'amah. Someone stood on top of a mountain and shouted down, Ish ploini ben ploini mimakom ploini meis. So and so from so and so, you know, like John Smith from Savoy died. Halchu v'lo matzu sham adam. So they ran up like to the mountain and they couldn't find anybody there. The guy shouted this down the mountain and then he disappeared. V'su es ishto. And even in that case, they allowed the woman to get remarried, even though they didn't see the person give a testimony. Amazing. And also there was a story in a place called Salmon that some guy said, Ani ish ploini ben ish ploini. He said, a similar kind of case, he was like on top of a mountain, whatever, I'm so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Nashachani nachash, I've been bitten by a snake. Vahare ani meis, and I'm going to die. And then they went and they found him dead over there, but they didn't recognize him. When they saw him, they didn't recognize him. His face had changed already. But they still allowed his wife to get remarried on the basis of the voice that they heard him identifying himself. Unbelievable cases.